Hey, Kentuckiana, Katie George here. How would you like to save an extra $1,000 on a brand new Chevrolet? Well, right now, Coil Chevrolet in Clarksville is offering ESPN Louisville listeners an extra $1,000 off the purchase of any new Chevy when you use the promo code COIL75. So visit coildeals.com, find your new Chevy, then mention COIL75 at purchase and save an extra $1,000. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana is buying. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for complete details.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
The teams are back in action. Get that same feeling starting a new job with UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and take pride in a good day's work. Earn $14.50 per hour and up to $150 per week in bonuses. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. So, people, temperature control is one of the most valuable resources one could have. If you agree, then DFH Company is the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Inquire about their Mitsubishi Mini Split for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
Also, Louisville basketball takes on Wake Forest tonight. Join Marcus Maben for the Louisville basketball pregame show at 7:30 on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Immediately after the game, be sure to catch the UofL Health postgame show with Steve Rummage around 10:30 on 93.9 The Ville. We're the first place to take your calls and hear live from Chris Mack. Also, ESPN Louisville is the flagship station for the Bellarmine Knights. Catch every game live on ESPN Louisville. Live or on the ESPN Louisville app. Friday, Bellarmine's going to be at Florida Gulf Coast at 6:45 on 93.9 The Ville. And then Saturday, Bellarmine will be at Florida Gulf Coast again at 6:45 on ESPN 680, 105.7.
Are we getting which day?
It is a Wednesday.
It is a Wednesday, and Phil Baker sent me which Wednesday. Thanks to Jason and his team for bringing about lunch to the ESPN Louisville studios. It's which Wednesday, so be sure to get carryout, curbside, or delivery from the Hurstbourne or Brownsboro Crossing location for lunch or dinner. Try the ESPN special. That's a large witch for just $6.80. That's only on for call-in orders. Which Superior Sandwiches. And also, real quick, I do want to say this about which. It should be promotion enough by how much we
get excited
are like, oh yeah, it's Wednesday. Yeah. Like that should be like, Phil, you're welcome. Like that should be promotion enough. So y'all pay my man.
Yeah. Y'all should feel the energy of us going, oh yeah, it is Wednesday.
I know. I'm like, oh yeah, Phil's bringing in sandwiches. He said food should be in around 11:45 or 12.
I've always been a big fan of Witch. The first time I found out about Witch was when I went to Denver, Colorado, because we didn't have it in Louisville at the time. Mm. And they're like, dude, you got to try this Witch place. Ever since then, I've been hooked on it. I mean, I suggest the Wicked if anybody's looking. That's my favorite. It's got, you know, basically turkey, ham, roast beef, anything, bacon, anything you can think of on it.
Do you think that Phil Baker will be here by 11:45, Brian?
No.
Come on, Phil. Come on, Phil. Get your crap together.
He's probably just leaving his house now. Still got to drive to Witch. Then he's going to wait there for a couple minutes to get the sandwiches, then drive back.
Did you know he has a radio show on Sundays?
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's like Sunday morning hang tight or something.
Oh, hang loose.
Hanging with Phil and Nick.
Seventh rated show at the time slot. That's what Phil always claims.
I did not know they had a Sunday show at 10 a.m., right?
Man, at 10 a.m. from 10 to 12.
On ESPN 680.
It's the competing show for this time slot.
I did not know they had a show, so I'll have to check them out. Somebody told me that the other day. I was like, Phil? I thought Phil was just a salesman. Phil does a show?
A long time ago, he used to invite me to the show. I didn't believe he had one either.
Really? I've never been invited. I wouldn't come because
it's the Lord's Day.
Well, I didn't know it was the show.
JT, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
What's going on, bro? Potato chips.
What's going on, man?
Not much, dude. I really don't have much to say. Actually, I just wanted to call and spread some positivity. And when I wake up on game day, tell me why it feels like Christmas Day, man. You got Kentucky getting blown out. All the Kentucky fans are pressed. Everybody who does radio who's a Kentucky fan is pressed. Sweeney's super pressed. And I mean, it just, I hate to say it, but it makes me so happy to see them hurting like they are. And then you wake up and you do a big, nice stretch, get up and get you a glass of water, and you go, oh, yeah, I get to watch my team kill it tonight. You know, so it's just a great day, guys. I might go ahead and go up to Witch and grab me a large witch. And then later on, Marcus, I might hit up some four pegs, you know, before the game. So I just want to wish you guys a happy game day, man, and I'm going to keep on listening.
Appreciate the call. It's a good plan. It's a good game day plan, Steve.
Yeah.
I was going to ask something right before that call. What was I going to ask? He was right about this, Steve. When it's the perfect scenario to play one day after Kentucky, after they lose.
Yeah.
It's the best. I mean, it puts pressure on you. But you're still kind of like, what is it called? House money?
Yeah.
Is it house money, though, when you're 8-1?
No, it's not. No, there's nothing house money tonight. I mean, no, our goals are different now. Yeah, I mean, seriously, like, our goals are different. Like, there's no house money here, man. Like, I'm like, no, we can be good. You know why I was late to the last segment? Me and Mark Blankenbaker were in there, and we're talking, and we're going.
Mark's here?
Yeah. We're saying, you know, I mean, we're already kind of breaking it down, and I'm like, if we can work our way up to a 3 and get in the bottom half of a bracket, I mean, right now, truthfully, you feel like Michigan, Gonzaga, and Baylor are probably ahead of everybody at this moment. Texas may be there. Well, I'm just not a believer yet. But it's essentially like if we can work our way into the bottom half of that bracket, I think we can make an Elite Eight. You know, like, I mean, I don't think it's a crazy thing, you know. And what I mean by it is just try to avoid maybe that Sweet 16 one-seeded matchup, make them win 3 games. And the reason I say that is I'm not sure they might still beat you in the Elite Eight, but make them play 3 games. Somebody might beat them. You know, and look, in the tournament, I don't care. I don't care. I'll play the lowest seeds possible, and I'll celebrate it. That was your fault. You were supposed to win. That's why it killed me when the Red Sea parted for Kentucky that year. And it was like, oh, my gosh, this is all they got to do is beat K-State and Loyola Chicago. Because it's like I wouldn't mock them for that. I mean, that's the tournament. It wasn't their fault that Virginia got beat by 16. You know, so that I say all that to say our goals are different, man. So, no, I don't think we're playing with house money this week. Now, next week, I think 1-1 is house money. Like, for instance, you win these games this week, and then you go beat Florida State. The Duke game's not quite house money, but it's like, because it's at home, and I think we're better than Duke.
You beat Florida State, Duke is 100% house money.
It is, but I'm just saying as you're...
Yeah, but you're going to be in fantasy land by then.
Isn't it funny how Duke's still considered, you know, like... We're still worried about Duke, even though they're not having the year they usually have.
Yeah, I don't care.
It's still Duke.
Yeah. That's why I say, I mean, I still think Virginia is probably the best team in the conference.
I think Florida State by far.
I don't think Florida State's better. I don't think Florida State's as good as you give them credit for this year.
They just got our numbers.
But that is true.
They're the biggest threat to us. Leonard
Hamilton has beat up on Coach Mack. Here and before here. So
there's
it's like
some mismatches there because they're just so big.
I know. So that one's going to be kind of one where if they beat you, I think you kind of go, okay, he's the Rick Pitino to our Boeheim. Like, you know, he's the Tony Bennett to or you know, how Tony Bennett always had Rick. Rick always had Boeheim. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe Leonard Hamilton just has Coach Mack, you know, and you're like, well, it's a differing of system.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say Jay Wright did it too to Coach Mack. Sometimes just that system with long athletes that run and gun is just, that's what beat you.
Okay, so Steve, we got to step out of this basketball for a couple seconds, out of our basketball for a couple seconds.
Mm-hmm.
It's two other subjects. I'll give you the first chance to spike the ball. because I didn't want to let you go this whole show and forget.
Okay.
I've questioned your talent evaluation.
Yes.
Many times.
Many times.
And when you have a chance to let the world know this is why Marcus respects my opinion, even though some people like to call in and say, well, Marcus, you played basketball, so this question's for you.
Yeah.
Right? What do you think about this player and that player? So, Steve, we were at a crossroads 6-7 months ago.
Yeah.
On a player.
We were.
Take it away.
We were in Applebee's with our friend Dwayne.
You remember the actual scenario, the situation, and the scene?
We were in Applebee's with Dwayne.
Were you having
good man?
Were you having the smothered chicken and mushroom?
I probably was, man. I haven't been back since.
What's that? What's that thing? What'd you used to get the chicken? Some kind of chicken skillet from Applebee's.
Yeah,
but anyway, okay,
yeah,
go ahead.
No, once. Our friend moved on to greener pastures. I never went back. But it was it's one of those things where we were talking, and I'm watching this film, and I'm like, I think we should get this Hunter Dickinson guy. And Marcus was like, watch his videos. He sucks.
This was a Huntington prep guy, right?
No, he was at he wasn't at Huntington. He ended up
going to Duke, right?
He was at DeMatha.
No, he was gonna go to Duke, but he flipped. I think he committed to Duke and then he flipped
again. Because we thought we had him.
No, we were in. Okay. We were in on him.
Yeah, we were in on him. You know, and I said, man, that would be. He's a fundamental big man, like. That's a guy that could really help us.
And what did I say, Steve?
And he was like, I don't need my center to look like this. So, with that being said, Hunter Dickinson went to Michigan. All is fair. Marcus is like, man, who cares?
People, Steve is doing me way too much justice on this one. Like, this is one of those, again, I'm gonna put one disclaimer at the end of this conversation. I'm not gonna do it yet because I'm gonna take my medicine on this one to start off. I was saying a lot of bad things about Hunter Dickinson, y'all. Like just emotional. Like I'm yelling at Coach Mack about Hunter Dickinson. I'm like, dude, what? Like what are you searching for here? Like are you looking for the goofiest, clumsiest dudes you can find?
Yeah.
I was just like I said, probably had a cocktail or something, anything. But. Now it's disclaimer time. Juwan Howard's working with him.
Yeah. I mean, that probably does have a lot to do with it.
If he's at Duke, he's trash.
That I don't know about trash, but I mean,
I'm looking. Throw me a lifeline, Steve.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, I mean, the Juwan Howard thing there might be some truth to that.
Juwan's probably can still work him. He's probably showing him everything.
Juwan Howard, right? There's no way he's at Michigan for like another year.
Where would he go?
The NBA.
Yeah.
Somebody in the NBA is gonna scoop him up.
Listen. I remember back in the day when Fisher from Michigan was saying Juwan Howard's the most fundamental, has the highest IQ on the whole team.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't make the runs without Juwan Howard doing everything fundamentally perfect.
Yeah.
They used to run the high-low with him and Chris Webber. He could pass. He knew when to put it on the floor. He's probably just working. Okay, yep. Another side note, what are we going to do about Robert Hicks?
Robert Hicks.
And why is he transferring?
I don't know. I don't know why Robert Hicks is transferring, but I'm like, you know, you had 3 years to do 4 years to get on the field, and if you didn't, then I just assume that's a you problem. I don't, you know, I mean, that's just how I feel about it. You know, when I see somebody like that leave, I mean, nothing against him. I mean, you know, he was a good player. But he didn't see a lot of playing time. I mean, coming out of high school, he was pretty highly touted, you know. I think he was an Under Armour All-American.
I feel like I remember doing shows with him coming in, you know, something.
Mm-hmm. Him and Chandler Jones come in together, and I think both of them were the Under Armour All-Americans that year. I think both of them came from Miami Central. So,
does that make you nervous at all? Like, you hate losing talented humans.
I don't. If it's you're leaving because you're not playing, or I'm assuming you're leaving because you're not playing enough, you know, and it's like, and most of our transfers so far haven't like transferred up. I mean, who was somebody the other day? Anthony Johnson went to Virginia, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that was the highest.
Yep.
Probably that's the first Power Five transfer.
Yeah, Power Five to Power
so
Five.
So I'm like, I'm assuming, and a lot of the guys transferring, you notice none of them are guys Satterfield brought in. You know, I mean, you know, who was the quarterback? That's funny. I can't remember his name.
T-Webb.
Yeah.
You did not forget T-Webb.
No, I did. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, like T-Webb was, but I mean, I'm saying like, you know, for the most part, the transfers are just probably guys that just, look, they stuck it out with Coach Satterfield. I mean, you remember Robert Hicks was going to leave when Satterfield got here. And the staff
really
convinced him to stay. Yeah. And I think it's just one of those deals where it's like, it just, they're not working out.
Where did Russ East go to?
Oh, he went to K-State. He did go to K-State. Yeah, so that was two. But Russ East was a guy not brought in by Satterfield. Anthony Johnson wasn't brought in by Satterfield. I mean, Robert Hicks wasn't brought in by Satterfield. You know, it's like the list kind of got – Peterson wasn't brought in by Satterfield. Or not, I'm sorry, not Peterson. I can't think of his name. Thurman Gathers. Corey Reed wasn't brought in by Satterfield. You know, I mean, like the list goes – T-Webb, I think –
Corey
Reed's joining Deion Sanders down there.
Yeah, Corey Reed went to Jacksonville State. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, it's not like you're having – it's not some kind of exodus here. I mean, I think you're just
– And you see Nick Saban said, guys change schools too much. I don't want them anyway. I can't fight out adversity.
Yeah, I mean, he can do that.
Did you hear Drew – people try to bite Drew's head off because they try to drag him into the – Coach Calipari is the Saban of basketball.
What? Who said that? Oh, that was what did Carl Ravitch or something said it? Yeah, no, that's stupid. that don't even make sense. Like, that's not even worth arguing.
Yeah, like, I don't even know how you get drug into that conversation. Yeah,
you do a game with Dickie V. And it just bleeds over into you. By halftime, he was convinced that he was Nick Saban.
Okay, so Brian, here's where we need you in on this one. Okay, so Steve, this is when we start going. Ideal scenario, who has the huge game today?
Okay.
Brian Hall will actually let you go first on this one. You turn on Wake Forest tonight. You watch the first half of the game. You see a guy just doing his thing. Like, and this guy doing his thing in tonight's game makes Brian Hall the happiest he can be moving forward. Who are you picturing balling, and what are they doing?
The happiest I could be, and goes back to what y'all were asking me earlier, the happiest I would be is if Charles Menland comes in and just is a complete stud.
Really?
And is out of nowhere. You know, he comes in and he puts up, you know, 15 points tonight, grabs 7 rebounds, and everybody's like, oh, wow, we had no idea this was going to happen. And that's the reason I say that is because there's no before story with him. So he's creating his story tonight. So if he goes and has a big game, then everybody jumps on board instantly.
Is he the shot? And by the way, people, the phone line's open. 8150-939. 3831-939 is the text line. But is he the shiny new toy?
Is he the shiny new toy? Well, that's what I'm hoping that he proves tonight. That's what I'm saying. I think he's the shiny new toy, but you got to define shiny new toy. He's not the Carleek Jones or the David Johnson shiny toy. He's the guy who could step in as the starting three shiny toy, but would be more of a third or fourth option. And when it comes to scoring, who's going to do more on the defensive side and rebounding, that the little things that you were talking about that don't show up in the stat sheet. So I'll go with him as the guy, but – and I don't want to take your alls, but another one would be Samuel Williamson. I mean, obviously we need to see a good game out of Sam. I mean, and I think that even – but the reason why I choose Charles over Sam is because – even if Sam has a big game tonight, people are still going to be like, but, you know, the game before that, and then it's going to have to be a multiple games in a row because his is a consistency problem.
Yep.
Brian, that was a really good
answer.
That was
a good breakdown, yeah.
Because the Charles Midland thing was like...
Oh, and I'm asking again, Steve.
Yeah.
Halftime, you're up big, your guy, perfect scenario that has you the happiest.
That Charles Midland answer might be the one, man. It's like, I know I hate it because it's like... I'm going to go somewhere different, but that's such a good answer because I do think it's like, man, what if he did come out tonight and give you like 10-6? You're like, okay. Like, he's not Carlique, but he's 70% of Carlique, you know, like, oh man, like he's an adult.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be the one, but with that being said, who would make me the happiest? Sam is a good answer. And I hate it because David and Carlique have kind of got put into the bucket of like, well, I just expect them to be good.
Yeah, yeah.
But I said it to you joking around yesterday. What was it? Being great comes with the responsibility.
With great power comes great responsibility.
Yeah, yeah. So it's kind of like y'all, I expect y'all to be really good. You know, your lottery pick and or a top 20 pick and a midseason wooden guy. So y'all be good. I think Jalen playing really well again, that when you immediately ask me.
Steve, are you going full Brian Hall? Are you going to name the whole team?
No, I know.
The whole team is the perfect scenario for you.
Yeah, pretty much, man. I don't know.
Give me one player.
In games like this, it's just so tough because it's games you should win. I mean, Aiden. If Aiden come out and give me 20-15, I would be thrilled. Like, I mean, you know what I'm saying?
That's an awesome.
Yeah, it's just in games like tonight, that's a tough question to answer because I just feel like you're so much better than the team.
I would be so happy if Aiden came in.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's my answer.
I never thought about that.
Wiz getting 40 would be the perfect scenario.
If Aiden and Gahan came in there and had 18-12, Steve.
Yeah, that's the perfect scenario for me. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean... I guess Withers. Just to see him play well again. I don't know. I mean, he's played well over the last few games.
It's funny. I was going to go Jalen Withers.
Yeah.
I was going to go what would have me looking good or feeling good at halftime is drive, draw, dish, straight up power dunk vertical.
Yeah.
Where he just, you know, uncorks his body.
Yeah.
Look, goes down, uses a good dunking motion. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Goes straight up and dunks it. Like, jumps hard. Vertical.
Right.
He won't do it.
Yeah.
So, my perfect idea scenario with him, you know, jumping high around people.
Yeah.
Just to show he can do it. But I'm not going to use that one. I'm going to pick somebody else.
Okay.
Who would be another perfect scenario, Steve? Just a perfect, perfect scenario. Boy, if Quinn goes 5-for-6 from Trey Lamb and just opens up my floor, if I can have my 6'8" Quinn Szczesny mix it up with somebody, punk somebody, and go 5-for-6 from 3.
Yeah. Quinn would be a good one.
I'll start talking. Like,
yeah, yeah.
I'll start talking crazy.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, like, I'll start going crazy, Steve.
Yeah. Somebody said, would Mac play Aiden if everyone on the roster over 6'6 fouled out?
No.
No, probably not.
No. He hates him. Cody, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
What's up, guys? Yeah, so... Okay, I got two players that I want to see really play well. Obviously, I want to see Charles do some good things. I don't know if he's going to be on a minutes restriction or not, but I'd like him to come in and, you know, just play really solid defense, maybe get out in transition and get some buckets. But, man, I really want to see Josh just, like, put a 20-piece on him. Like, I'm seeing flashes of greatness out of this kid. I can't put my finger on it, man, but, like, one of these days he's going to be the best player on the team, like in the next 2 years or so, like when he's a junior or senior. But man, I just want him to come out and just knock down like 3 or 4 threes, just something like that, man, because I could see it. You know, like he's like, there's just something about this kid. Like, he is not afraid to shoot. I just want to see one of those games where it's like, dude, he just cannot miss. So I don't know if y'all agree with me or not, but, man, I'm itching to see Josh really break out of his shell and just go nuts on a team. And, yeah, I'm going to just hang up and listen, man. It's a great day to be a Cardinal.
No, hey, guys. Listen, I appreciate the call. I think we're along the same lines, like consistent. Okay, we don't know. Quinn might be a lot better shooter than he's been shooting. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Josh Nickleberry has had some go down and barely come out. Right? Yeah. Like, I don't want him to start, like, aiming. Just keep on letting it go. And if you're pure like that, and your pure shot starts going in, you know what I'm saying? Like, Cone right now is playing awesome.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's funny you say that. I was going to say that kind of is where I was going to go with that is I watched Jalen Cone, and I'm like, he just shoots, you know? And I'm like, well, Josh, he's had a couple, like you said, that were an inch from just being like, blow the game open.
Yeah,
threes.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, you know what? Go ahead and pull those, man.
Yep.
Like, nobody – we play good enough defense that we can make up for a quick shot every once in a while.
And David and Carlique need you to shoot that ball.
Yeah.
They need you to shoot that. If you don't shoot it, it closes in on them.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I'm along the same lines. I would probably rather see Quinn do it because I just like I said, we're thin in the front court.
Yeah.
So having a big man, like Quinn can, it's what I liked about Jordan being able to like play against Luke May or,
sure,
you know, he could play down low, but still kind of be a wing and still kind of stretch the floor. So on a defensive end, I had that option of going small.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's still outside shooting. I would love to see the floor stretch, but yeah, Quinn, what he gives me on defense, and you got to get into a little like dust up or something. I want to see him get in.
I'm okay with that.
Somebody's skin. Ryan, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
I think a guy that can really step up and show up tonight is Chris Mack. This team just has a lot of guys that I think can step up on different nights, and he's going to have to plug in the right one at the right time. So I'll let y'all talk from here. Thanks.
Appreciate
that. That's not a bad point. That's not a bad point. You give him the credit for getting these guys ready, but you do feel like, I mean, you don't really feel like you have a weak link guy right now. I mean, Sam felt like it against Virginia, but what did, or Virginia Tech, but he benched him. He's like, okay, you don't got it. Sit down.
Yeah, that's a move.
That's a starter that you just were like, you're done.
Yeah, I mean,
done for the night.
I watch other coaches that are scared to bench their starters.
Yeah. No, seriously. It's a fact, man. I mean, it's shade and it's true. Coach kind of has a good crop here. And it's like now we're kind of just like, okay, figure that out. Who needs to be out there? Figure out. Because I think we're all reserved to the fact or reserved to be okay.
Resigned
to the fact that we may not blow a bunch of teams out.
That's what you're not going
to
like. Yeah.
So just coach the team to the right people to win. You put the right people in to make the right plays against Kentucky 1-3. And you put the right people, you know what I'm saying?
And again, Coach Mack wants it to where they decide who are the guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Like absolutely.
Where he wants them to make his job easier.
Yeah.
By separating your 7-8. But,
yeah.
But when they're coming in and giving consistent effort, it's hard to separate them.
Yeah.
When we come back, worst case scenario players and a little bit of prediction game, a little bit of what do you expect to see out of tonight's game. Last commercial break, Middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville.
Hey, Kentuckiana, Katie George here. How would you like to save an extra $1,000 on a brand new Chevrolet? Well, right now, Coyle Chevrolet in Clarksville is offering ESPN Louisville listeners an extra $1,000 off the purchase of any new Chevy when you use the promo code COYLE75. So visit COYLEDEALS.com, find your new Chevy, then mention COYLE75 at purchase and save an extra $1,000. Coyle, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana is buying. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for complete details.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded. Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
The teams are back in action. Get that same feeling starting a new job with UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and take pride in a good day's work. Earn $14.50 per hour and up to $150 per week in bonuses. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station.
You can thank Malcolm for the song choices. He's been picking the songs all day.
Listen, that works. Right here. I get a text from Robert, says Maben Music, so he's getting the credit. Pass it along to Malcolm. So here's the thing, Steve. When I do the worst case scenario conversation,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't mean the worst case scenario, Steve.
Okay.
I mean worst case scenario with the win. None of that extreme stuff, and you know what I mean when I say extreme.
Okay.
Brian, you know what I mean when I say extreme. None of that extreme stuff. What? I'll let you go first, Brian. You watch the game tonight. The buzzer sounds, right? You're not happy. You're not looking forward to hearing Steve Rummage on the post-game show.
We got the win.
We got the win. You know, no, none of that other thing. Just, we got the win, but so-and-so didn't play well. And it kind of like, oh. What would be the drag player that just drag your night down if they didn't have a good game?
I think Louisville fans would be most upset.
No, I'm asking about you, Brian.
I'm going to go back to the two players that...
You, not Louisville fans. Which would drag you personally down the most?
Me personally is going to go back to my best case scenario, and I'm going to say Charles Menland again. It's just because there's a question mark, and we don't know what we have in Menland.
Is that worst case scenario if you know he's coming off an injury?
No,
though?
You're right. So worst case scenario, I'm going to go with Sam Williamson. If he has another game like the Virginia Tech game where he gives us maybe 20 minutes of action and comes out with, you know, 3 or 4 points and a couple rebounds, I think that's going to really start devastating people, because I think if he has another bad game, he is close to that cliff where basically Louisville fans are just going to start giving up on him and saying, you know, I don't think he's there yet, but I think he's 2 to 3 games away. So you put a second consecutive bad game in a row, there's going to be some calls coming in saying, Sam's got to get benched. You know, Menland's back. Menland's coming in. Sam's coming off the bench now. I think that's one to keep an eye on. And I'll let you guys go before I give some more. But I got a couple others, I think.
I'm going to drive you crazy. There's not a worst case scenario for me that doesn't involve a loss. there's not. I mean, I'm not doing the I word, but I mean, like, just, you know, like, there's, I don't care how you win. I don't care.
Steve, you're saying that now.
If David and Carly piss the bed tonight, just play like crap.
Yeah, it's not them, because you know they're consistent.
Pick them because you know they're good.
Yeah, I mean, okay. I mean, what, Jalen has a crappy game and we win? I mean, I guess, yeah, that would maybe make me mad if Jalen got dominated and we had to win.
I guess if Charles really sucked and he just looked goofy or something.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if Charles checked in and threw the ball into the stands. Like,
I think it's between Charles and Sam and Jalen.
I agree.
Who would make me feel the worst, though?
I know. I think for me it would be Jalen, because Sam, I think, is working through whatever he's working through. Mm-hmm. Sam or Jalen, for me, like, we don't. I believe Malik is going to come back, but we don't have Malik. So for Jalen to just get ate alive,
I know, and
I would be like,
Huff is going to end up chewing him up or something.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen's a consistency thing too, like Sam, but he's just not getting the backlash as much because he's a redshirt freshman, you know, and he's asked to play a bigger role because of Malik's injury. So. He's just not, he doesn't get the backlash as much as Sam does, but he has the same problem about being inconsistent, have a 18-12 game and then have a 5-6 game.
I'm still not ready to put Sam Williamson on the plank, because if you're winning gold jerseys, means you're having the best weeks of practice, and that means the coach is extremely confident in you if you give him that. It doesn't seem like he would get a charity gold jersey.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think – when you listen to Coach Mack talk about Sam Williamson in practice or in the game and just say, man, just Sam's got to get better. Look, he's got to play better. He's thinking it up. You don't give him a sympathy gold jersey from that.
No, not at all. This is the time that Coach Mack actually is making him earn it probably more.
Probably, yeah. Probably making him have to take the jersey from somebody else.
Yeah.
Worst case scenario, what would leave me? You know what? I probably won't even go player. I'll probably go donut ball.
Yeah.
Donut basketball, you know, pass around the horn, three-pointer.
That's probably a good one. Even though I don't know, man, because maybe us sucking defensively, because I have just shifted my total focus.
That's a great point, Steve.
This team,
if they're blowing around our guys.
We played so good the past couple games on defense.
I've almost forgot,
there are two sides of the ball.
Yeah, that I'm so, once it hit me, and once it clicked in my brain, like, wait a minute, no, this team's a great defensive team. Maybe that little white point guard with the long hair getting 30.
Have you seen him yet, Brian?
Have you seen the guy we're going to play tonight?
Listen.
I've not.
Listen, Steve.
Watch the Wake Forest Demon Deacons.
I need you to prepare. Wait, give them his backstory.
Okay.
And let them know what they're in for.
This guy.
Oh, God, Steve.
The point guard for Wake Forest. The stars for Wake Forest.
Oh, my God, Steve.
He graduated in December from high school. His season hadn't started yet, right? So he went ahead, left high school, and enrolled at Wake Forest.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've heard a couple guys do that. Yeah.
So he started playing just a few games ago, two, three games ago. This skinny white kid with long curly hair. He doesn't ponytail it. He doesn't man bun it. He just lets it flow.
I'm picturing like an Adam Morrison.
Oh, it's...
Yeah, if Adam Morrison never hit puberty.
People, I encourage you not to look at any Wake Forest video before tonight.
I literally text Marcus and was like, y'all, my team, you're not allowed to lose.
You don't care if it's an ACC game or not.
Can't lose this one. So maybe...
When you first said it, I was kind of picturing like a Steve Nash...
Okay, no, Brian. Picture Seattle skateboard scene, 1996.
Perfect, got it.
Listen.
No, exactly who we're talking about.
Early 2000s skateboard scene, 6 foot two? One, two?
He probably is.
6 foot two.
I'm trying to look him up.
That okay? Who has hair? You almost got to come up with a female.
Do you remember Matt Walsh back in the day that played for Florida? It's like his hair but longer.
It's a bad listen. I'm telling you.
I don't even know if he's on the roster yet.
If I'm a Kentucky fan, I would be praying this dude hit.
He is Carter Witt. He's 6'4".
Okay, fair. That's better.
Brian, look at this guy.
Oh, wow. He looks like Trevor Lawrence with curly hair.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a child. He is.
And he's their point guard, Brian.
He's the top-ranked point guard in the state of North Carolina.
We're going to lose to
him. In 2020. He was the 10th-ranked point guard nationally. He was on the AB honor roll.
We're going to lose to him. He's going to be the guy that breaks our streak.
He averaged 23-9-8.
What kind of league?
I mean, he was in Carolina. He played in Carolina. I mean, he's probably good. I mean, he is good. I mean, he played well against Virginia.
Listen, he had fanfare when he came in. You could tell by the way they were talking about him. Like, they were excited about him.
He's good and you respect him, but he's one of those guys that you don't want to lose to because you're like, God, look at this.
Yeah, it's just a look. Yeah. It's just a
little. This is the dude.
It's we're gonna be sick, like watching your boy tear up Kentucky last year and Rupp.
Yeah.
What's his name? Not Fulkerson. What's his name?
Yeah, Fulkerson from Tennessee.
That was great last year. John, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Earlier, you was asking a question about, or actually was just a answer to the question. You were saying, who would you like to have the best game, the best game scenario would be? And I was going to weigh in on what the other guy said, the one who does the announcing for you all.
Who, Brian?
Brian, yeah. Sorry. I hit a Brian a wall right there. He gave a good scenario about Charles Mindland having a good game, and I think that would be great because I'm a firm believer in competition brings out the best in you. Mm-hmm. And if he had a great game, I think it would push Samuel Williamson to have a good game too, because he would look at maybe, who's this guy? He's just coming in. He's been off all this time. He had a good game. Why can't I do it?
Are you worried about it putting too much pressure on Sam?
No. I mean, it could. I think it just depends on him, how he takes it, how he looks at it. But I think that he may, you know what, this guy did it, I can do it too. And I don't know, Denny Crum was good at that. And I think you know that, Marcus. Competition is the best thing, and just the bench, the best motivator. But competition may not the best, and I think it would help him. I don't know, it's just me, it's just one man's opinion. No,
listen, I appreciate the call. I will say this. We made jokes about how the kid looks and stuff like that. But here's the thing. The reason we were so mouthy about it is because when my point guard is a grown man and he gets on the Wooden Award list, you're just like, yeah, high school kid can't come in here.
Yeah, it's more for me. I mean, it's more for – look, somebody said probably said the same thing about Mac McClung. Nobody said that. Mac McClung
had the best mixtape. He had the best mixtape in the history of all mixtapes coming out of high school.
Yeah. Yeah, he looked awesome. Kyle Guy. No, he was a McDonald's All-American.
A blonde carrot top was a good one.
Yeah, he earned – Kyle Guy earned that. Look, Kyle Guy, I still think, man, stepping up and hitting those three free throws – with nobody on the court but him, I will never say a bad word about Kyle Guy. No, to me, it's more of like, no, but I got David and Carlique. This child just graduated.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I don't care.
You got to go out.
He's been on a college campus for less than a month.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, you got to go out and work this dude. So, yeah,
That's where our criticism came.
Yeah,
came
from. Yeah.
So who are you most worried about, him or the big, nastiest kid?
Which guy are you talking about now?
There's a light-skinned guy and a kind of dark-skinned guy. They're two bigs for Wake Forest.
Okay, okay.
I think they both got a kind of funny name.
Ishmael Massoud?
No. That's the light-skinned guy. The other
one. Yep, he's 6'8".
Yep. And who's the other one? Say his name. Musius or something. Musius or something.
Isaiah Musius?
Yes. Yes.
Played 35 minutes against Duke?
Yes. He's leading in points and rebounds. You can go ahead and
Okay,
you can grab that.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, he's 6'8".
Both of them shoot deep. Yeah, both of them can put it on the floor.
He's Quinn size. 93.9. Actually, Quinn weighs more.
Come on, Chris. You doing all right, man?
Quinn's a lot slower than him, Steve.
Yeah, yeah, but I mean.
Sorry, one sec here.
This guy's going to be a handful.
Okay.
I was getting a stat from
Marcus. I mean, you know, but I mean, he played Longwood and he had 4 points.
Longwood's overrated.
He played Duke and he had.
Or underrated.
He played how many minutes against Duke?
35.
He had 9 points.
But he got him in foul trouble. Well, a lot of fouls.
Good for them. I'm better than Duke. I'm a top 16 team.
Only when you're playing great. Yeah.
He had 21 on Georgia Tech.
They got beat by 20.
He had 14 on Virginia. It's pretty good.
They lost by 10.
And he had 11 against
Catawba.
Catawba.
Whatever that was. So, yeah. Chris, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
What's up, Maven Rummage?
What's up, man?
Feeling good.
Man, y'all talking about that kid coming in here and playing against us tonight. You could see that on the Alabama players last night when Askew and Boston was guarding him. I'm like,
man, y'all ain't the same type y'all normally get. We're going to have to go ahead and teach y'all something tonight. And that's what we need to be with that dude who's coming in tonight, the guy who should be in high school.
Hmm.
Now, what Brian said earlier is so true. I'd love to see Midland come in and do everything. But for me, the answer to who needs to play well and what would make me the maddest after the game or what would be the worst-case scenario is Sam. Because here's the truth to it. With Midland coming back, there's only one more spot. Is it going to be Sam or is it going to be Quinn? Sam's got to make that decision because they already benched him one time for Quinn. Midland comes back, he's going to take the minutes. So there's only be minutes for one more player. I really hope that Sam's this gold jersey thing that he's got going on,
mm-hmm.
I hope it does well for him because it's put up or shut up right now. Midland comes in and plays as well as we all think he's going to play. It's only between Quinn and Sam, so Sam's got to get it going. Mac already showed that he set him down for Quinn, so I really hope that he gets his stuff going. I'll get off and I'll listen to you.
Listen, it was a good point, man. Those Alabama – I never seen players look at a team like food. I have.
Syracuse on Ryan McMahon.
That's a good point.
I watched Ty's battle and those guys just pull up at the free throw line all day.
I know that look, Steve. And Alabama had the you look like food tonight against Kentucky.
No, they did.
And I like I said, the basketball player in me, I just felt bad because it's like when somebody starts looking at you like that, you know the cartoon where they're on a desert island together and then the other guy starts looking like it's like SpongeBob and the other boy, they get locked in a cave for a day and they just already start looking at each other like a hamburger or something, right?
Yeah.
And one of the dudes is like really big, one of them is really small.
Oh, yeah.
And they were on that island looking like a juicy steak.
Oh, man. John Petty, I mean, of course, he's been at Alabama for 25 years.
Jeez.
But, I mean, he...
I mean, he ISO'd and he...
He had that look on them.
He knew there was no help either.
I know. Did you see him get that rebound in traffic and just how quickly he went right back up and just punched on him? Like...
Golly.
And that was when they had like cut it to 9 or something. He's like, give me this ball.
I mean, the step backs were like, I'm going to bury these all day.
They weren't scared at all. They weren't scared at one bit.
Even when Kentucky made the run.
Mm-mm.
And you know what I saw too, what looked crazy? And this is me just going back over the game, y'all. When they got bad foul calls, they were looking at their teammates like, here it comes, y'all. And they were ready for it.
But see, that's why I love my squad so much, because I feel that way about our team. I feel like that offensively, they miss a shot, it doesn't affect them. It's almost like they're like, okay, all right, well, come on back down here and try. Like, and we love it. And we love watching teams just miss and miss and miss and take tough shots. And it's like, you get, there was a point during the Virginia Tech game where I was like, I'm not sure they're going to score. Again.
And our bench had that energy like,
oh, yeah.
Like when you're bringing it up the court, when you feel like you're playing offense on the defensive end, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like them cheering on Josh Nickleberry and watching them pull the ball back out and just listening to that sound of them resetting.
Yes, absolutely.
It was impressive. Okay, I got to ask this question before we get out of here.
Okay. I don't have a DraftKings. It's not my email. I can.
It's great for business when Kentucky's a little better. How long is it going to take for you to start at least cheering for Kentucky a little bit?
I mean, it's not for me. That's a sales thing.
It's great for sports radio when the other team is a little more competitive.
It's actually great for this show when they suck. So, yeah, I'm like.
Listen, it's up to y'all to be creative.
Yeah, that's y'all's thing.
Because y'all love bombing on us when it ain't great around here.
Right, yeah. So I'm like, yeah, no.
Maybe we start changing the direction of something. Yeah, maybe we'll. Because the direction is changing, Steve.
We'll split things up here. Maybe we'll start being a little more neutral to both teams.
That's the only pivot you got. DraftKings, Steve.
Yeah, while the holiday season may be over, sports calendar is in full swing this week from collegiate to professional sports. There's no shortage of action, and there's no better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. If you haven't tried out DraftKings Sportsbook, what are you waiting for? to celebrate this year's football playoffs, DraftKings is giving all new users a chance to bet on any of this weekend's professional football games at 100-1 odds. That's right. All you got to do is bet $1 on any football game this weekend, and if your team wins, you cash $100. While we're all excited about football, let's not forget the 2021 basketball season is tipped. So head to the app now to check out all the DraftKings daily odds boost. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable, making it easy for you to deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code WLCL when you sign up. Get 100-1 odds on any football game this weekend. That's code WLCL for new players to get a shot at $100 on any football game, any football action this weekend for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older. Indiana only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. And, of course, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-9 with it.
Of course. Fun show. Hope I didn't hurt any feelings too bad.
Yeah.
If I did, get over it. Yeah. Sounds like a you problem. Just call it like I see it.
It's fair.
Y'all need Kenny Payne back.
They do. Tonight, you got pregame. I got postgame.
I do got pregame. I will give you a much more serious analysis. I will tell you why we're in trouble from the start. And then by the time we get to the game time, I'll say, come on, Mac, don't mess this up for me.
Yep.
This is going too good. You're doing such a great job. Just don't screw it up.
I'm looking forward, man. I'm looking forward to the game. I'm ready to add a piece back, hopefully, with Charles. And let's
people, you should go back and listen to Coach Wall's interview on Drew Diener's show.
I'm going to. Yeah, you said it was good.
A lot of good, yeah. A lot of good comparisons when he talks about the break. He's talked about not being able to practice, only having two people in the gym, one at one end, one at the other. No coaches in there. Then they would have to disinfect the basketball for like 20 days.
Yeah.
Like disinfecting an hour of getting shots up. It was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like I really underestimated
what they're doing, man.
What we had to deal with going to Wisconsin.
Yep. But we did. And we're still rolling. 8-1.
In ACC?
Let's make it 9-1.
Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville.